"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each individual. And for organizations, LHH provides consultative support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. Today.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's good to compare. Here we are 24 hours later since we came on the air yesterday at 2 o'clock and the story was rather new, which is the mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas. An 18-year-old killed 19 children and two teachers. The death toll grew through the afternoon and into the evening. One weird thing that happened last night, I was watching the late news. This all began when Salvador Ramos shot his 66-year-old grandmother in the face at her home in Uvalde. And the anchor last night said she was dead, announced it. And that doesn't seem to be true from what I'm reading this afternoon. So it's kind of weird.
Well, that happens sometimes.
Yeah, we had that yesterday. Full disclosure, I said that she was dead because that's what we were told.
The rush of information can...
Right. I heard that on many reports that she was dead. She isn't dead, but she's in very bad shape.
Yeah, of course, we found out at a press conference a couple of hours ago, and we'll hear more about that coming up after the next break, that, yes, he did post Facebook.
Okay.
It was a private post.
I'm
going to shoot an elementary school.
Did we not, though, call this yesterday? It's the same guy again. It's just like the guy in Buffalo and 100 other people. He's going online and telling people that he's going to bring guns to school and implying that he's going to use them and shoot. He's sending messages to people he knows. I mean, how hard is this?
But a private post 15 minutes before, who's going to see it?
A private post is still all his friends are going to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the girl who got the message.
That's if they're checking their Facebook, it comes up.
That's all people do. Nobody does anything else.
Maybe he has no friends. I think the Buffalo guy didn't. He was talking to strangers.
The girl who here in L.A. apparently was. Yeah,
that was a random person who does not know him.
But she was tagged.
She had no idea who it was.
She even said,
"You're going to do what?"
But she got the message that this guy was going to do something along with the photos of the guns. It doesn't matter that she doesn't know him personally. Now people have...
Did she know he was in Uvalde, Texas?
If his name is on Facebook, you can't post something on Facebook without your name being attached to it. Then it says the name. And
so you're saying
can,
she let us down because she didn't notify
you. I don't know all the details, but I start with that. If you get a post and somebody has photos of guns, and because a lot of people have internet-only relationships, social media relationships, they find each other and connect in a thousand different ways. So it's not unusual to have somebody tagging you or communicating with you, and you've never met them and you don't really know them. That's just what people do now.
I think some people would look at that and go, what is this? And it's so random that you might think it's got no connection to reality.
Let's have a
now. If it's somebody you know, you probably have to make a move and say, start calling people.
Because it's like the guy in Buffalo, right? He was communicating on the Discord app, and he was inviting people to come and watch the shooting.
Yeah, that was 30 minutes before he had 15 people show up, supposedly,
none of them called law enforcement, all right?
No. It's like you said yesterday, people don't want to get involved.
No, they don't. They don't. What was Steve Gregory's story?
They're not going to save us.
Nobody is, but I'm saying it is public. This is not that complicated to get a handle on, because nearly all of them put out a public warning of some kind. Some number of people know this is coming, whether it's an hour in advance or a day in advance, or this is built up over time. Often you find out that these guys have been sending out messages for quite a while. Now, it seems if I was running a school, that, again, you pick the one target in every class that you think is most likely. And then you have somebody looking through their social media pages every single day, several times a day. You know, maybe you have, eight grades, four grades, whatever. And every day that guy is checked, because this guy wasn't going to school for quite a while. That's a bad sign. He's got a mother who's a drug addict. He's got no father. He's fighting with his grandmother and shoots her in the face. The grandfather who lived with them is an ex-felon. I mean, checks.
And they were all clueless. They all said they had no idea he had guns.
Of course they were clueless.
The mother says, I didn't think he was violent.
Though they're either lying or they're stupid beyond all reason.
And this, Texas school officials actually used an artificial intelligence program to monitor students' social media postings. And they didn't pick this up either. They were part of a program. The school district participated in a special program to monitor students' social media to possibly stop a mass shooting. That didn't work either.
Well, it looks like that software is a bus.
Yeah.
How about just, like, use your eyes? Type in the guy's name and use your eyes. And do some critical thinking. Do some anticipating. I say this only because they're giving out a lot of clues. This is not out of the blue. This is hiding in plain sight. People are just and that's fine. You don't have to get involved. You don't have to get your hands dirty if you don't want to. But spare me all the sanctimonious. What do we do? How do we stop this? This is just stop it. You don't want to fix it, because if you started profiling and identifying the people who are throwing out all kinds of clues, you'd get a handle on a lot of these. Maybe not every one of them. But a lot of them, you just start monitoring people.
Those who knew him said he started to get increasingly violent as he became older. He was cutting his face up.
Okay, there you go. Because we were talking yesterday, what's the criteria for monitoring somebody? How about a guy who cuts his face up? Because when you cut your face up, then you show up at school, everybody knows. It's like, wow, look at that. He cut his face up. All right, I'm running a school. It's like, okay, the guy who cut his face up. All right, let's call him in. Let's see what's going on here. Nobody normal does that. Violent people do that. Violent people mutilate themselves. They mutilate cats. And then they work their way to the general public.
He walked around in a park with boxing gloves, asking people to fight him and filming it. He apparently had a job at Wendy's at one point, and he menaced coworkers. Do you know who I am? He would be very rude towards the girls at the workplace, and he would send inappropriate texts to the ladies.
Yeah, another one. He had no close friends, and he had no girlfriends, obviously. So why is it that everybody in his circle rejected him? And I started thinking about this like a theory. If you look at humanity as an organism, not just individuals, but we as a community are an organism. And this guy's a virus. And everybody else, all the other cells in the organism pick up that, oh, virus cell came in, virus cell. And then they work to isolate and expel the virus. That's really what happens, you know, really starting at age 5. When you have a weird kid, he's like the virus. And nobody wants to play with him. People start making fun of him. Girls don't want to go near him. That is the community immune system working and saying, this guy's not good. He's going to do damage. We've got to separate ourselves here. I think it's really valuable to look at the kids that the whole community, even at age 5, is reacting badly to and saying, I wonder if there's something here.
The problem is the people that know this kid and he ended up being a loner, they didn't care enough about him, so they weren't noticing his behavior, and they certainly are not going to report it. It's just that sad.
Well, that's what we got.
Doting parents probably notice everything wrong with a child and would probably do anything. Now, that Buffalo shooter is the opposite of this, only because those parents have not spoken. They've gone completely. They're like a couple of civil engineers from New York State. They've said nothing. Whereas this shooting, the grandfather's out there, the mother's out there, they're all talking about the kid.
Well,
but I think it's the same problem, that he was completely ignored by everybody.
Yeah, usually they're ignored. I mean, I've been around hundreds of helicopter parents, you know, for the last 20 years. I know what that parenting is like. I have not seen a helicopter parent involved, and I'm not advocating helicopter parenting.
I know, but you haven't seen anything.
I have
at this
not.
Level.
I have not seen a kid come from helicopter parents. Generally, they come from non-parents.
Yeah.
Usually,
this is like the Sandy Hook kid. Apparently, he just spent a lot of time in his bedroom, and everybody ignored him. Remember the Sandy Hook kid was playing video games night and day.
Yeah.
And the mother just went about her life.
I mean,
he began to isolate and get angry.
I told you about the weird kid in my high school.
The Buffalo kid, because of the pandemic, he isolated himself and he just started looking at stuff online that turned him on about white supremacy. So,
did I tell you about the weird kid in high school? I think I must have told you once. Who turned
Probably.
Out to be a sex offender?
I think so.
Yeah, there was a weird kid in my school, my class, and he had a weird last name. I'm not going to say the name, but he had a weird last name, and he looked weird. He was tall and gangly and geeky and floppy, like Mo Howard hair from the Three Stooges. And, you know, just he was rejected by he was nobody's friend and no girls, right? And then a few years later after high school, I heard that he'd gotten arrested. He climbed on a ladder, and coincidentally, he was looking through the bedroom window of the girl I took to the prom. Which I guess is how I found out about it.
Right.
And he was arrested, and I had this memory. You know, sometimes news stories trigger memories, and I thought, was I right about that? Did I imagine it? I went into this newspaper archive online, and I actually found the stories of him getting arrested and getting put in jail. And it's like he was the weird kid. And if you would have picked one kid to end up on a ladder looking into some girl's window to see if she was undressing, it would have been that guy. I couldn't believe it. It's like, oh, my God, that is the guy. Who else would it be?
All right. When we come back, we'll go to San Antonio for ABC News. We'll get an update. They did have that news conference a couple of hours ago. More detail has come out on the shooting in Texas next.
John and Ken, KFI.
There's one thing that we were talking about this in the opening hour or two yesterday that confused us a bit is sort of how this horror exploded in Uvalde, Texas, with this 18-year-old gunman. We had learned that he shot his grandmother. It looks like after he did that, he raced off in his pickup truck, and he crashed it near the school, and that's when you got a police response, including Border Patrol agents who weren't that far away. I guess they heard the call, and they came too, and there was some sort of, the word they're using is engagement outside the school, but apparently the shooter ran into the school before they could take him out. And that's, of course, where he got himself into a classroom. And we learned this morning that all the children that died in one single classroom, 19 children, most of them fourth graders around the age of 10. And eventually a Border Patrol agent shot this guy dead. He was apparently on one of those special units of the Border Patrol that deals with these kinds of dangerous situations. Eventually shot him dead. So we're still waiting for ABC News. Is that right?
What's the status on that?
We're told not here.
We were going to talk to Dennis Foley.
Well, we can play Beto O'Rourke.
Oh, my God. Do you believe this?
Texas is having a governor's race. The Republican nominee is the incumbent, Greg Abbott. The Democratic nominee is the annoying man who ran from president, the former congressman, Beto O'Rourke.
He ran for Senate against Ted Cruz, lost. Then he ran for president and went nowhere immediately. And
this is all you need to know. His name is not Beto. He called himself that to try to look Latino.
Yeah, it's
an Irish family.
It's Robert Francis O'Rourke.
Just like RFK, right.
He's Irish, and he looks vaguely like one of the Kennedys, which is the only reason he's running. He's running because he has the old-fashioned Kennedy hair. And there are certain guys, they run, and I disagree with their positions, but I understand their appeal. I understand why they run. I understand why people vote for him, if you happen to agree with that way of thinking. This guy completely baffles me. It must just be his alleged good looks. Yeah. I mean, he is such an empty-headed goof. I mean, he makes Newsom look like a genius.
But remember a couple of years ago? That's right. He was running in the 2020 Democratic presidential primary. And he said, yes, if we have to go door-to-door and take people's guns, that's what we're going to do.
And then eventually, he retracted all that. He retracted all that early this year because he was running against Greg Abbott in Texas. And you simply can't have that kind of view and win in Texas.
No.
Let's play this clip. I guess.
Yeah, he interrupted the governor's press conference. This is how it went.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Sit down.
You're out of line and an embarrassment.
Sit down. Don't play this stuff.
Shooting is right now, and you are doing nothing.
No, you need to get his out of here. This isn't the place to talk this over.
This is totally predictable.
Sir, you're out of line. Sir, you're out of line. Sir, you're out of line. Please leave this auditorium. I can't believe you're a sick son of a bitch that would come to a deal like this to make a political issue.
I think this is the police chief. Or is it the Uvalde mayor?
It's only like you. Why don't you get out of here?
He was escorted away. You could call this a brilliant campaign stunt or a stupid one.
He
wants to make it very clear to Texas voters, I'm on the other side of these people. And that's why he went there, to say, you're not doing enough about the guns. So they'll have a choice, and a stark choice to make in November. I don't think this will be the only thing people vote on, but it'll certainly be out front.
Well,
that's the point he was trying to make.
But it's like the abortion issue. Nobody's changing their minds. Everybody can get as theatrical as they wish. Nobody's changing their minds.
Yeah.
Because
you don't think there's anybody kind of in the middle, especially on an issue like this, about maybe this is
nobody has demonstrated,
since I don't really own a gun or care about guns anyway. And
what is the law? Because everybody talks generically. What is the law that should have passed that would have stopped this guy from walking in and shooting up all the kids? What is the law that would have stopped him?
Because
take all the guns, which is against the Constitution.
Apparently. I saw this yesterday. Australia has a mandatory assault weapon buyback program. That's what Beto O'Rourke was pushing for.
Right, but most of these killings are not with AR-15s. Most of them are with handguns.
Most of the mass shootings are, yes.
Yeah, and you can kill a couple of dozen people.
But it seems like when we see these big ones,
it scares people.
It's always the AR-15 or something like that.
What I read today is 80% of these mass shootings are handguns, which are legal. Most of the guns used in these shootings were legally purchased, either by the young man or family member. But there's actually very few illegal guns used for these mass shootings. Now, you go out in the streets of the urban city, then, yeah, there's a lot of illegal guns and ghost guns. But not these, because most of these people are they have parents, or a parent, or half a parent, or something, right? And often the parents buy the guns. The guy in Buffalo, his dad bought him the gun. Sandy Hook, remember? The mother bought the gun and took the kid for shooting practice.
And you missed one, the Michigan shooter.
The Michigan shooter, remember that?
They gave him to that for his birthday. We were quite proud to give him that. Those parents were really crazy in Michigan. Remember that story?
Yeah. Now here is Beto O'Rourke in February. He announced he was running against Abbott for governor. and they asked him about his gun remarks in the past. He wanted to take away AR-15s and AK-47s. Here's what he said. I'm not interested in taking anything from anyone. What I want to make sure is we do defend the Second Amendment. I want to make sure we protect our fellow Texans far better than we're doing right now, and that we listen to law enforcement, which Greg Abbott refused to do. He turned his back on them when he signed that permitless carry bill that endangers the lives of law enforcement, blah, 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 blah. But that carry law has nothing to do with what happened in this case. I see, the thing is, they're performing. He's an actor. He has a stage. He went out and performed. What is the law? And he was in Congress. He could have sponsored these laws. He could be running on this to become governor. When he becomes governor, what's the law that would have stopped this one? What's the law that would have stopped the one in Buffalo?
I think they feel if they get an assault weapon ban, they're going to stop some of these. I realize most of the shootings are not done with assault weapons, but this is what they want. This seems to be the this craziness with background checks.
And it's fine. Actually,
we'll talk about later.
I don't really particularly care about. I don't care about guns at all, and I don't care what restrictions are. Because you can only do so much because it's a Second Amendment. But I don't see this magic bullet that would. This guy would have walked in with whatever gun he could get his hands on, and he would have done a fair amount of damage. Maybe a few less if he had a handgun, but who knows.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. The Gun Control Act of 1968 set the rifle buying age at 18. That was signed by Lyndon Johnson and a fully Democratic Congress. In 1993, Clinton signed, full Democratic Congress, the background check law. And this guy in Texas passed the background check because the background check just looked for felonies or mental health incarcerations. He didn't have either one. So they passed the background check law, and they passed the rifle buying age limit law. And it's been that way for many decades, and nobody's changed it. So, again, I don't know what the law – who's proposing what law that would have prevented this from happening? It's just theater. You're going to see nothing gets done. Nothing got done after Sandy Hook. Nothing's going to get done this time. KFI AM 640, John and Ken Show.
Okay. All right.
What?
Nothing. I just hear you rant. It's funny.
Well, I'm right. I'm trying to just tell everybody the truth. There's so much horse crap out there.
Yeah, well, this time the response is not sadness. Actually, it's blame and anger that we didn't do anything.
Well, what are they going to do?
People just want something passed, even if it's useless. They don't care.
Oh, okay.
We'll only know that 10 years from now.
Well,
but
we've had a lot of that.
They claim that assault weapon bill passed in the 90s had an effect. I haven't looked enough into it to answer the question. I have read reports that it did have an effect.
Do you know what the politics was behind that, though? They passed it in 94 because the Democrats ran Congress and Clinton signed it, but they put a 10-year sunset provision in it.
Yes.
It ended in 2004. And after they signed that gun law, the Republicans blew the Democrats out of office. That was the Newt Gingrich contract with America year. The Democrats blamed it on the gun law, and they privately said, never again. We are never going to pass that again. Yeah. And they have it now, and it's been 18 years since that law was sunsetted. They're not going to do it. They never have since. They talk a good game, but they know the law is going to be voted down. They know the law is not going to survive a filibuster. And really, the public's not voting on it. The public has never put a Congress in to power that was voted in primarily to change gun laws. It's never happened. We don't have that majority of people who are pushing the issue.
Polls I read, it is a majority of people.
But do they vote on it?
We've got hundreds of millions of guns, but the percentage of gun owners, especially in the urban areas.
Is it an opinion they have, or do they vote on it? It's a huge difference.
Well, it's the same thing we said with the abortion issue.
Yeah,
no, most people are going to vote on the economy. They're going to vote on inflation, gas prices, things that affect their daily lives.
Right. Exactly. So
these are issues that are horrible, aborting babies and mass shootings, but they don't affect most people's day-to-day lives. They're just news stories that flash into their heads and make them go, oh, my God.
Exactly. And, we can't even remember the Buffalo guy's name. And in a few days, we're not going to remember this guy's name.
Well, the Buffalo guy is Peyton. Peyton Gendron. I don't remember his name.
Yeah. But, you know,
I don't remember the Michigan school shooter, though. That was late last year.
Ask 10 people on the street. They don't know who Peyton Gendron is.
What about the Parkland, Florida shooter? Remember, I think Nicholas Cruz, he's on trial, too, I think it's coming up.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's going to be, at least.
Yeah, and then the Sandy Hook, Connecticut shooter.
What was his name?
Lenz, was it?
I don't remember. I mean,
You're not supposed to, because these are evil people. Why would you want to remember their name? That's what they want. They want to be remembered for eternity.
Yeah, I know. But
we can remember the shootings, and that's what matters. I can't remember all the victims' names.
Right,
obviously.
I know. But what I'm saying is, people's emotions go up and down in about a 24-hour period.
Okay, but let's just say this. You got to say this. We got to live with this. Mass shootings are a part of American life. I realize that sounds crazy, but
no,
you're saying that. Yes, that's what it is. It comes with the freedoms to own guns.
Right.
It comes with the freedoms to be in America. Well, it comes with the freedoms to go nuts on social media and nobody notices.
My opinion is that you're not going to change like the...
Because this is what they're screaming about. You're accepting this. This is a part of life now in the U.S.
You're not going to change the cultural infrastructure. There's going to be 400 million guns in the country a year from now and 10 years from now and 30 years from now, okay? There's going to be 500 million. That's not going to change. You're also not going to change the nature of human violence. I mean, we're watching Vladimir Putin kill thousands of his own people and thousands of Ukrainians. This is just part of the makeup. This is how we came on the planet. We came on the planet violent. So, yeah,
this country was formed out of violence, the revolution.
Exactly. We started this with a war.
That's why we're a gun country, because we don't trust the government.
How many
oppressors?
How many Native Americans did we kill just trying to settle the land?
Oh, yeah, because that's that white imperialist European thing.
I mean, how many slaves did we kill? I mean, how many people have we collectively killed? You know what I looked up in Chicago? And I'm not trying to minimize the shooting yesterday. It was 19 people, right? Do you know in Chicago? That's 2 days.
But not one shooting, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's 8 days. No, 8 days.
Over eight days, 19 people die.
Yeah, it's about two and a fraction a day. So that's 8 days in Chicago, what happened in a few minutes. What I'm saying is nobody's screaming and yelling what's going on in Chicago, and every week you have another 19 and another 19 and another 19. And you've got some number here in L.A. It's like, look how violent we are. And for some reason, it's just – and I understand why, because those children are so innocent and they're so young. But that's where we blow off steam for 24 hours, and then we all go back to the regular way. And then another 19 people die in Chicago that week. It's just weird the way human beings react to stuff.
And we might find out, because this crowd in D.C. will try to make this and the abortion thing an issue enough to really control Congress and the Senate. And if they don't, then you're right. Hmm? You're right. Because I think these will be the two big issues that they trump for the election. And I think the other side will stick with the inflation and the economy and the gas prices. And that continues.
I think gas is $5 a gallon or close to it in November. Then, yeah, the Democrats are swirling the bowl. They're getting flushed.
Did you see in some parts of California, gas prices are higher than the federal minimum wage? That's a good one.
I saw that. And I'm thinking, all right.
Some places. It's over $7. But
yeah, I mean,
some places posting $7 gas.
Yeah, we don't have the federal minimum wage here in L.A., in California. We got to deal with the state minimum wage. But yeah, you'd have to work. I mean, if you spend 20 gallons a week, which is what I do, right? It's about one tank of gas a week. That's half your paycheck if you were making the minimum wage. The federal wage. Right. As it is with the California minimum wage, that's a quarter of your paycheck just to fill the gas tank. This can't hold. This can't last. There's no way. Plus, that's the huge increases in the price of food. No. We're headed for a really bad end here. And I you know what? The Democrats are going to deserve it, because they completely fouled up the economy.
Yeah, I wish there was something we could do with the Sacramento Democrats. We'll be talking to a Republican leader in the Assembly, James Gallagher, after 3. They're still trying to get something passed in Sacramento that would suspend the California gas tax, but they don't get anywhere with the Democrat control. But he'll tell us what they did. They worked with some Democrats on a bill to do that. So a few Democrats want to help out with the gas tax.
Here in California, there's probably a lot of people who are going to vote on abortion and guns. And because they vote on that, we're going to be paying $6.50 for gas.
Oh, yeah. I saw an anti-Rick Caruso ad by the Karen Bass people. It was about abortion.
Right. Yeah. Because
Rick Caruso, the mayor of L.A.
All the energy on those issues comes out of states where it's already overwhelmingly Democratic. It is California, New York, New Jersey, Illinois. They have all their voters. They've all migrated and are bunched up in just a few states. So there's a huge number of people, but they're only in a few states.
Yes, they're clumped, right. Yeah. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
You know, we're going to be talking about your special tonight, right? Like it's yours.
The
Fox 11
right.
special on Los Angeles.
I'm glad you reminded me.
Alex Michelson's coming on at 4:05, and we'll play a preview for the documentary Fox 11 is running this tonight about Los Angeles and the homeless.
Again, 6 o'clock.
L-O-S-T, yeah.
Yeah, 6 o'clock on Fox 11.
Right. John says he's featured prominently.
That's what they tell me, that I'm featured throughout the documentary. And there's a little clip of me in this preview trailer.
Were you on the streets, or were you at home, or were you on Zoom?
No, I was in one of the studios here. They came in. Phil Schumann came in.
Phil Schumann.
He says hi.
All right, so the reason I'm mentioning that now is when you weave this ridiculous web of homeless tolerance, you can see how it snowballs and becomes a gigantic mound of filth. The example today is they tolerated homelessness in Los Angeles. They allowed people to sort of park their RVs on streets. They talked about enforcement. Then the pandemic came. It's all right. You don't bother anybody. So they let the RVs sit there. Here we are, 2 years after the pandemic began. They decided, let's go back to enforcement. However, the RV has to be empty. If there's somebody living in the RV, you have to bring in the homeless services people for outreach. But let's just stop there for a moment and let's put that aside. If the RV's abandoned, they can tow it and get it off the damn street. Here's the new development. They can't. They don't have enough space for the RVs. They've only got one towing company that can handle these oversized vehicles. But you talk about painting yourself into a corner cluster bleep. There should be no excuses.
No, get these
off the streets.
How many billions of dollars do we pay in tax money?
Don't store it. Send it to the junkyard and have it crunched down to nothing. Do not store it. Don't store it. I don't understand.
Just confiscate it.
They said we do not have enough space to handle the sudden influx of large RVs. Crush it to nothing.
Do you know how much?
It's abandoned. Nobody cares. I don't care. Oh, some judge is going to say, it's their property. You confiscated their property. Screw them. There you go. Well, am I right?
No, you're absolutely right. I agree with you.
None of the 18 police garages has space to store potentially dozens of the large RVs.
Do you know how many empty lots the city of Los Angeles owns? And if
look at that. They got me. The lack of demand for recycling services mean there are a few facilities across the region that could handle breaking down that many RVs for scrap. Wow, they really have everything cornered here. So we just leave it there, huh?
You know what? It's all nonsense. You tow, first of all, if you don't
get
have
a crane, take it to the desert, drop it in a landfill.
If you don't have enough tow trucks, buy them. The city should buy tow trucks. We give them billions of dollars. We gave them billions of dollars for this homeless debacle. Use some of it to buy the tow trucks. Buy some land. Yeah, go buy some land out in the desert. They have a lot of empty lots that the city owns. There's plenty of abandoned buildings, abandoned lots that you get on the cheap. Buy them. Use them. I mean, or you know, get an RV crushing machine. You don't have to sell the scrap.
Crush it down to a quarter.
Yeah, just haul it out to a landfill somewhere. We don't have to recycle it. Just get it off the streets. I hate that. That is government saying, right? You know, we can't
excuses,
do this.
Excuses,
we
can't do, right.
Yeah, because they don't want to do it. That's why. They don't want to do it. And this is why you need a new leader. A guy who, because it, like, if I'm mayor, right? If you're a mayor and they come in and go, oh, we can't do it. It's like, we're going to appropriate the money. You go buy some tow
trucks.
You're
going to get it done or you're out.
We're going to use some of the abandoned property we have, and they have a ton of abandoned property. Or we're going to buy some new abandoned property. All right? And you know what? Then we're going to find a place that'll crush it up, and we'll take it out to the landfill. And if it doesn't get recycled, I don't care.
Right. Make it so. That doesn't matter. That's what you do. You delegate. Somebody has to figure this out rather than putting up their hands and saying, oh, we let this go for so long. Now there are too many. We have no space for this. Blah, blah, blah. Excuse.
The thing is, the bureaucracy gives this excuse and everybody goes, oh, I see. I understand. Well, you know, they're trying, but they're just, yes, they can do it. Of course they can do it. They don't want to. It's too much work.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to be talking to the state Republican Republican leader of the assembly, James Gallagher. Today they had themselves a news conference. It wasn't just Republicans. It looks like a couple of Democrats participated as well. Their plan for gas tax relief. And of course, Democrats in Sacramento, most of them do not want to suspend the California state gas tax, but this group is still trying. We'll talk to James Gallagher next.
John and Ken show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.